Sokuyizika disendaba ku VOA indebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza siseWashington DC.
Olamgela emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngomvulo mhlaka 9 ngumpalakazi 2024 ngutabo kancube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Indawo zenkohlakalo zilokhe zisihlupha lapha eZimbabwe njengoba uyabona ukuthi umkhonomi wethu awusebenzi kahle.
Uhlangothi lukahulumende lwelusenkohlakalo elizweni olweZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission luthi luzinikele ukuphathisa abatsha ukuthi bazwisise ububi bokungethembeki njalo benelise ukukwenqabela.
Uyabhema ama-drugs, uyaphula amahambe eqeda amalanga aphinde abuye. Ongakwanisi ukungcedisa nje akamthathe ayemfake endaweni avalelwe umvumvalweni unyaka ube-6 months.
Inani labantu abathatha izidakamizwa libikwa liyakhuphuka kakhulu kwabasakhulayo labangasebenziyo elizweni. EleZimbabwe selibekwe kunombolo yamachumi amathathu sethi kulwesi lwamazwe afika ikhulu abikwa engahloniphi amalungelo oluntu okuveza ukuthi lalo lihamba phambili kulokho. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Uhlangothi lukahulumende olulwisa inkohlakalo elizweni olweZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission, ZAC, luthi luzinikele ukuphathisa abatsha ukuthi bazwisise ububi bokungethembeki njalo ukuthi benelise ukwenqabela inkohlakalo. Lokhu kuphume emhlanganweni okunanza usuku lwe-International Anti-Corruption Commission, Anti-Corruption Day, okhokwe lihlangothi lolu lusebenza ndawonye le-Transparency International Zimbabwe, iZimcord, lezinye inhlanganiso. Isigodlo seMelika eZimbabwe sithi inkohlakalo inciphisa amathuba entuthuko yabatsha. Kuluhlu lwe-Transparency International oluhlola inkohlakalo eleZimbabwe liphakathi kwamazwe akhokhelayo kudaba lwenkohlakalo. Usuku lwe-International Anti-Corruption Day lunazwa mhlaka 9 mpalakazi minyaka yonke ngenhloso yokuphakela uzulu ulwazi ngokuqakatheka kokulwisa inkohlakalo. Lonyaka usuku lolu lunanzwa phansi kwendikimba ethi Uniting with Youth Against Corruption, Shaping Tomorrow's Integrity, okuyinkukhuthaza abatsha ukuthi labo balwisane lenkohlakalo. Ukuze sizokune ngalolu daba sixoxa lengcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe umnumzana Masimba Kuchera.
Ungakhangela i-anti-corruption index uzabona ukuthi iZimbabwe ikunumber 149 out of 180. Usitsho ukuthi iZimbabwe isasekhatshana kakhulu. Indawo zenkohlakalo zilokhe zisihlupha lapha eZimbabwe njengoba uyabona ukuthi umkhonomi wethu awusebenzi kahle. Kukhanya silo msebenzi omkhulu kakhulu okumele siwenze ukuze lathi sibonakale njengabantu oqala abalwisa inkohlakalo, kodwa owesibili abafuna ukuthi umkhuhlane lo owenkohlakalo uphele.
Uyinhlanganiso kumbe uhlangothi lukahulumende olweZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission lilubona luphathisa kangakanani ekuqedeni inkohlakalo eZimbabwe?
Uzabona ukuthi iZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission iyasebenza kakhulu, kodwa udubo olukhona oluye lwakhulunywa ngowaye emgcini sihlalo uMamoloisi Matandamoyo ngelokuthi iZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission ayila mandla awe prosecution okuhambisa abantu emthethwandaba. So iyazama iZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission kodwa kumele inikwe amazinyo sibili.
Indikimba yalonyaka ikhangela kakhulu abatsha. Libona sengathi abatsha
bayaphathiswa na ukuthi bazwisise udaba lwenkohlakalo njalo bengafuni ukuphatheka kunkohlakalo. Singabona na ukusiba lela kusasa elihle elingela unkohlakalo eZimbabwe ngenxa yokuba abatsha benelisa ukunqoba kulolu daba.
Kuqakathekile sibili uthi abatsha bafundiswe ngendaba lezi ezenkohlakalo, kodwa udubo esilalo njengeZimbabwe i-economy engasebenzi kahle. Abantu bayaqina bengena endabeni lezi ezenkohlakalo ngoba bayabona ukuthi iyo yodwa indlela engayenza ukuthi labo baphile. So kumele sifundise abatsha, kodwa kumele silungise njalo umkhonomi welizwe ukuze abantu bengacabanga ukuthi bengaphumelela ngenxa yenkohlakalo. Njalo kumele sinqakwe ukuthi kunabantu esibathole besenza inkohlakalo kumele babotshwe. Khathesi ngibona njengani abantu ababotshwa ngenxa yenkohlakalo basasebalutshwana kakhulu, kodwa inkohlakalo siyabona ukuthi ibhahile lapha eZimbabwe.
Mnumzana Masimba kutshera ingcwethi ecubunguleza nothe sekuxoxe laye esecingweni eBilitane. ELeZimbabwe selibekwe kunombolo yamachumi amathathu 30 kuluhlu lwamazwe afika ekhulu abikwe engahlonipha amalungelo oluntu, okuveza ukuthi lalo lihamba phambili kulokho kumphumela yophenyo olukhutshwe inhlanganiso elwela ilungelo loluntu eye-Civicus, kubika umlondolozi Ndlovu.
ELeZimbabwe lona elibikwa lilodumo lokuba ngelinye lamazwe angahloniphi amalungelo oluntu ledlule kuphela ele-Angola lele Eswatini. Emhlubulweni owesadak uphenyo lwe-Civicus lolu lwasungulwa ngomnyaka 2017 njalo luhlolisisa amalungelo kundaba zokwethulwa kwemibiko ukubuthana kwabantu lelungelo lokubumba inhlanganiso ezihlukeneyo emazweni afika phose amakhulu amabili 198. Uphenyo lwalonyaka belukhangela amazwe alikhulu kusukela ngoZibandlela kuze kuyefika uLwezi. Ingcitshi zithi okubangele ukuthi eleZimbabwe libe phansi kangaka okundaba zamalungelo ngumkhuba webandla elibusayo eleZANU-PF lona elibopha labo abaphikisayo, njengalokhu okwenzakala eleZimbabwe lisiya emhlanganweni weSADC Summit lonyaka. Abantu abagucela umnumzana Jameson Timba labanye abasekela ibandla le-CCC babotshwa ngoNhlangula bahlala ejele kwesikhathi eside. Abalwela amalungelo oluntu ababalisa umnumzana Robson Chere lo Samuel Kwenzi kanye lonkosazana Namatayi Kwekweza bathunjwa egcekeni lendizamchina ele Robert Mugabe Airport bagcina sebese ezandleni zamapholisa. Olwela ilungelo loluntu umnumzana Charles Nyoni owasebenza lowanyamalala ngo-2015 umnumzana Itai Tsamara uthi uphenyo lolu luqondile.
Kusegcekeni nje njengoba sesibonile abanye akade babotshiwe kusukisela ngo-August belokhu bencitshwa ibheyo.
Lokhu kusekele ngumnumzana Pride Mkono owenhlanganiso ye-People Power, yena othi akulantando kaZulu eZimbabwe.
Asiwe into emangalisayo ngoba yikho esikubona kusenzakala thina eZimbabwe ukuthi uhulumende akanaki amalungelo abantu, njalo kulokuncindezela okukhulu kanye lodlwame lodlakela lwenzakala kulabo abantu abangani abangavumelani lokwenziwa nguhulumende.
Omunye omela ibandla le-People's Unity Party umnumzana Ibert Chamuka uthi umthetho we-PVO Bill uzabangela ukuthi kube nzima ukuba inhlanganiso zisebenzise izimele kweleZimbabwe.
Iproblem yeZANU-PF yiphathi yenkani, ayifuni ukunqandwa, ayifuni ukulalela amanye ama-advice, amanye ama-political parties.
Kodwa ilunga leZANU-PF umnumzana Thamsanqa Ndlovu uthi kavumelani le-Civicus.
Kunengi okwenzakala eZimbabwe, kakhulukazi on the economic growth front. Ikhombisa ukuthi kule economic growth eZimbabwe ungakhangela umnyaka ka-2024 iloba nje bekulama-challenges anjengabo drought, El Nino, i-rainfall ebisuppressed, lama geopolitical issues ona lezi zimbi emhlabeni.
ICivicus iphinde yakhangela ukhetho lweZimbabwe yona ethi luqhutshwa mahlayana nje kungekho okuguqukayo ngoba ibandla leZANU-PF liyaphatheka ekuthini lungakhululeki njengalokhu okwenzakala kwamanye amazwe. Inhlanganiso le iqhubeke yathi akula nguquko kangako selokhu umongameli Mnangagwa wangena esikhundleni ngomnyaka ka-2017. Okusenjalo, isiphathamandla senhlanganiso ebona ngamalungelo eziphepheli e-International Organization for Migration, IOM, unkosikazi Annie Pop namhlanje wethekelele eZimbabwe. Unkosikazi Pop uthi ufuna ukuzwisisa isimo seZimbabwe xa kuqhathaniswa lamanye amazwe ukuba liphethe njani iziphepheli. Uhambo lwakhe uzahlangana lomongameli Mnangagwa, abaphathindaba bakahulumende lenhlanganiso esizimeleyo eZimbabwe. Lileziphepheli eziningi enkambeni ezifana leTongo Garage ePinge laseWaterfalls eHarare. Ngimele iStudio 7 seHarare, ngumlondolozi Ndlovu.
Udaba lokuthi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa aqhubeke edinga usekelo lokuthi aqhubeke ebusa lanxa ihlandla lakhe lesibili seledlule lilokhu luveza ikhanda kulandela ingxabangxoza eqhamuke kuthanga emhlanganweni webandla aliholayo eZANU-PF eChinoyi Training Center. Intsha yaleli bandla ibikwa ithe izatshaya abalwa kumpi yenkululeko ngokube bephinda islogan esithi ED 2030, okuyinkulumo ekhomba ukuthi bafuna umongameli Mnangagwa aqhubeke ebusa. Osokuyinkulumo esike yakhuthazwa ngamalunga aleli bandla kwezinye izigaba zelizwe. Ekhuluma kulo umhlangano, isiphathamandla salelo bandla umnumzana Zihambi Zihambi Sole omunye wakhe umnumzana Patrick Chinamasa ngabikwa wakwenza emhlanganweni wakoBulawayo ngokubuza ukuthi umongameli Mnangagwa uzaqhubeka edinga usekelo na, esithi akufanelanga kube lo muntu odala ingxabangxoza kulelo bandla ngokuthi likhokhelwe ngubani. Umongameli Mnangagwa yena wathi kasoze ancintise futhi ngoba uyahlonipha isekelo sombuso, lanxa ingcwethi ezicubungule zombuso zesola ukuthi ngabakhuzi wawusegcekeni abathi aqhubeke.
Linjani balaleli bomsakazo weStudio 7? Sifisa ukulivikela ukuba sasile WhatsApp channel eVOA Ndebele. Ngena khona manje kuVOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel, lapho esilinika khona izindaba zeZimbabwe ezimqotho, amavideos, imifanekiso lokunye. Ngena nge-link efakwa kuma WhatsApp groups eVOA Ndebele lamanye elijayele ukuthapha khona izindaba zethu. Ulakho njalo ukudinga iVOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel ku WhatsApp yakho, ungene kuyo ngokuvula linki ekhona lapho. VOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel yinkundla yakho.
Umeya wedolobha lakoBulawayo umnumzana David Coulthard uthi balethemba lokuthi isicelo abasikhweza kuhambo abasanda kuligqiba kwele Morocco ukuyadinga usizo lwemali kuhlelo lokwakha idamu lamanzi le Glass Block Bophoma eMatabeleland South siza aphumelela. Eloba enkundleni ebulenjini ye-X, umnumzana Coulthard uthe bethule umbiko wabo emhlanganweni we-Africa Investment Forum osanda ukuqhutshwa eMorocco. Wabonisa imbiko yemfanekiso yamavideos abayethulele lumbuthano bekhalaza bedinga uncedo. Uthe kudingakala imali efika phose ezigidi ezilikhulu zamadola emelika i-$99 million eyokwakha lelo damu kanye lempompi esuka kulo isiya esitishini sencema. Mnumzana Coulthard ubekhathwe kulolu hambo ngunobhala wedolobho lakoBulawayo umnumzana Christopher Dube lesiphathamandla esibona ngenhlelo zamanzi kuleyo council umnumzana Sikhumbuzo Ncube. Izakhamizi zakoBulawayo njengakwezinye izigaba zelizwe zithi udaba lwamanzi luzithwayise amagabha avuzayo, njalo kukhangelelwe ukuthi uhlelo lokwakhiwa kwedamu le-Glass Block lube ngolunye lwesisombululo kulolu daba. Ngesi kangele zivela kwa manyamazwe nga mafichane. Owaye ngumongameli weGhana umnumzana John Dramani Mahama ngesonto unqobe ukukhetho oluqhutshwe ngomgqibelo odluleyo oluyodinga umholi walelelizwe wathi umnumzana Mahamud Bahumia obe ngumsekeli kamongameli kubandla elibusayo elePatriotic Party wavuma ukuthi ngempela unqotshiwe. Udaba lwezomnotho yilo obelumqoka kulolu khetho kubika abezindaba abeReuters. Abanye abahlali beDamascus bathakazelela okwenzakale eSyria lapho umongameli Bashar al-Assad agenqule khona nga wabalekela kwele Moscow ngempela viki okuqede umbuso womndeni wakhe oweminyaka engamachumi amabili lanhlanu kulelo lizwe. Inani labantu abathatha izidakamizwa libikwa liyakhuphuka ikakhulu kwabasakhulayo labangasebenziyo elizweni. Lanxa umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ngonhlangula lonyaka wasungula uhlelo lukahulumende oluthiwa Zimbabwe Multisectoral Drug Abuse Plan 2024-2030 kuyimizamo yokulwisana lohlupho lwezidakamizwa elizweni, kukhanya lolu hlelo luyehluleka ukuvimba ukuthathwa kwezidakamizwa. Kubika intathelizindaba yeStudio 7 uEzra Chisasibanda.
Izidakamizwa zithengisa ezitaladeni emini libalele, abathengisayo labasebenzisayo bangaqhize qhakala. Umnumzana Mashani Maphosa ngosakhulayo oliminyaka engamachumi amabili lambili 22 ohlala eMpopo ngakoBulawayo uthatha izidakamizwa ezijiyeneyo.
Heroin, cocaine, crystal, so uxolisa futhela abanye ukuthi betshanele le nto angiyenza. Nathi ezingiklini kunesizo eminingi kakhulu nabafowethu abanye abacathileyo.
Iningi lithatha imbanje, injengu, lobunye utshwala obungekho emthethweni. Umuthi wokukhwehlela, i-crack, i-cocaine, i-glue, inyope le-heroin, iskanki lokunye. Unkosazana Lebohang Mthobi oleminyaka engamashumi amabili ohlala logogo wakhe uthi uthatha i-crystal meth. Ugogo kaLebo unkosikazi Maria Sangoma uthi usekhathele ngomzukulu wakhe othatha izidakamizwa.
Uyabhema ama-drugs, uyaphuma ahambe eqeda amalanga aphinde abuye. So ngicela uncedo ongakwanisa ukuncedisa nje akamthathe ayemfake endaweni avalelwe umbumvalelo umnyaka umbe 6 months. Yikho engufunayo khonokho, ngicela uncedo lonolu.
Umnumzana Mbuzi Ncubelo eminyaka engamashumi amabili lanhlanu uthi kukhona ukuhlupha intsha okwenza ithathe izidakamizwa.
When you are going through something which is depressing, you have to experience a lot of things.
Ukukhuphuka kwenani labasakhulayo abathatha izidakamizwa sokubangela ukuthi unkosikazi Sibolihle Ncube isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala kwele Melika sivule isibhedlela esibizwa ukuthi Valley of Hope kwaBulawayo, injongo yaso yokuncedisa abathatha izidakamizwa ukuthi behlukane lo mkhuba lo. Unkosikazi Siphokazi Nyilika ngumphathi walesi sibhedlela.
Indlela abahlukumezeka ngayo labazali, indlela abakhala ngayo, so sasesicabanga ukuthi singayenza njani. Umntwana engayenza khonokho bayabe phunga ukuthi uyahlanya.
Omunye oncediswa esibhedlela lesi ngumnumzana Clive Hlongololo othi ubenatha utshwala okwedlulisileyo uthi kuningi asekufundile esibhedlela lesi.
Sifundisa uhlasibili ukuthi siziphathe njani, ibe nekusasa lakho, ifuture lakho, usiqalisele impilo yakho kusukela kathi sesiqala phansi.
Unkosikazi Sisa Ncube osebenza ukweluleka abathatha izidakamizwa uchaza kabanzi ngohlupho oluhlangana lomuntu osebenzisa okudakayo.
Libebe kuma episodes bakubala ama hallucinations lanilana, it's because of ukuhlanganisa into ezine. Abaningi bahlanganiswa imbanje njengu anti into ezifana nazilekezi okokaine labo-meth. Unfortunately ngenxa ye-availability yakhona that we have nowadays, every street corner nje it's very easy nje ukuthi bebe le access ngama-drugs ona lawo.
Amazi kamanqube agcizelwa ingcwethi wezomkhuhlane wengqondo esebenzela iActive Youth Zimbabwe umnomzana Romeo Machazi.
Esikhathi uthola ukuthi bayebefuna ukuba wenzithole ukuba socialize ngokwenza disadvantaging just ukuthi bebe for fun. Le zinto eziningi ningi ziyazi bahlupha ezimpilweni maybe le unemployment rate yona ukuthi abantwana kulanto abangabe beyenza yabakhipha occupied ezindlini lapha. So into eyenzakalayo bathatha ama drugs ngenxa ukuthi bayebefuna ukuthi bekhohlwe ngalezi zinto ababe behlangana lazo ama problems abalayo ukuphilene. So sebecina beindulge ya ku drug abuse.
Isikhulumeli samapolisa umnumzana Bad Nico Ncube uyavuma ukuthi izidakamizwa zigcwele yonke indawo.
Indaba yama drugs leyi ayisafuni amapolisa wodwa. Ayisafuni izakhamuzi zodwa, ayifuni bantwana besikolo bodwa kumbe ama youth wodwa. Umkhuhlane wama drugs ungabona umuntu eselawo sesikhangelele umuntu ofayo, sesikhangelele ukusasa esishabalele. Abantwana abayizinto zama drugs lawo bala ukutshontsha, bala ukudlwengula abazali babo, bala ukudlwengula abafowabo, bala ukubulala abazali babo. Abasongozi emulini kuphela, bayingozi ku community. Yikho ngithi asisukumeni sonke silwisane le ndaba yama drugs.
Akwaziwa ukuba kulabantu abaningi kanganani eZimbabwe abathatha izidakamizwa. Uphenyo olwenziwa inhlanganiso ye-UNICEF ibambanisa lohulumende lenhlanganiso ezimbalwa ezizimeleyo lwaveza ukuba abanye abantwana baqala ukuthatha okudakayo beleminyaka elithumi okubangelwa ukuhlupheka, imizwa echithekayo lokuswela umsebenzi. Imali yesinto 7 inkobulawayo igavana ku-Ezra Jesus Band.
Osemelele ungena esikhundleni sikamongameli weMelika ngoZibandlela umnumzana Donald Trump uthi uza kwesula umthetho opha abantu abazalelwe eMelika ubuzwe baleli lizwe obugcweleyo i-citizenship lanxa abazali babo bengayisizo zizalwane zeMelika. Isekelo sombuso waleli lizwe yiso esikubeka sobala ukuthi wonke umuntu ozalelwe eMelika uba isizalwane salo, kungakhathalekile ukuthi abazali bakhe ngabangaphi lokuthi balamaphepha okuhlala yini kumbe abalawo. Ekhuluma lomsakazo we-NBC izolo, umnumzana Trump uthe njalo uhlose ukududula bonke abangelamaphepha ababuyisele emazweni abo. Abantu laba bayizigidi ezilitshumi lanye, 11 million. Kodwa uthe uzimisele ukusebenza labebandla eliphikisayo elama-Democrats ukuze badinge indlela zokutholisa amaphepha labo abalethwa eMelika besangabantwana abaphansi kohlelo lwe-Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. Uthe uzaxolela njalo akhulule bonke abasekeli bakhe ababotshwa bavalelwa ngemva kokubangela udlakela edalela ePhalamende eMelika bezama ukuvimba ukuthi uMongameli Joe Biden angene embusweni. Ukuhlaziya ludaba sixoxe lolandela ezombusazwe zeMelika umnumzana Tim Moringai.
Ukutshintsha or ukuamenda izinto ze-constitution zifuna ama super majority, not simple majority, ku Congress. So zifuna 60 ama senators. So kunoko ye, that's something that we've been talking about in the Trump campaign. But singabuyele emuva singakhangela ukhulu wakhe. Ukhulu wakhe wabaleka iyayithwa kathi esiyi-Germany but yayi-Austria, Prussia, ukuthi angene kwizinto zempi. Wabaleka wabuya lapha eAmerica, wazala yena ubaba kaTrump. So khonapho singathi hi-anchor baby, into azikhulumayo zona lezo. And then wabuyela futhi ePrussia but bamxotsha ngoba wayesebalekele impi. So khonapho singakhangela into ezinjalo. Then yena uyabe ngaso citizen umnumzana Trump according to into as proposal zona lezo. So mina ngibona ngathi uyakhohlwa lapha avela khona ngoba yena ama roots akhe ngawe German would not have been a citizen of America. So hi mina ngiyabona ngathi khonoko inkulumo nje ngoba ibase ya American success is the immigration of people abavela all over the world. And abaningi bangkhona have become very, very successful people. So, okokukhipha i-14th Amendment, hayi, ngantwa intaba enkalakatha yona leyo.
UTrump umbona egcwalisisa zonke izinto lezi akhuluma ngazo yini?
Into engathiwa iqakathekile or is very important to see is America is not run by the president. There are three chambers of power for the Supreme Court. So yes, intando zakhe zokuyenza as promised ku campaign will be checked by ama houses, the Supreme Court. So konapho ngithi sizabona ukuthi kuzaqhubeka kanjani. Engafaka ama presidential decree, but wona aya expire and they can be challenged like we have seen before. So konapho siyabe sesikhangela lathi ukuthi kume kanjani. But he is staying true to what he campaigned on and what he won on. So konapho sithi that is nothing new.
Usole abebandla lama Democrats abamethesa amacala achiyeneyo wabathuka kodwa uthi kasoze aphindisele. Uthi ningalokho?
Hayi, vele lokho wakukhuluma so many times ukuthi he is out for them, especially umuntu othwa nguJack Smith ngokuthi wam-exposa izinto eziningi. So kuqakathekile ukuthi umnumzana Biden aqhubeke naye ukunika abantu laba ama-pardons aba-impeacha uTrump for both impeachments, lo Jack Smith lama-committee wonke lawa. Ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi he will do what he says. Yena uTrump is not a real politician. He's a businessman who has become a politician. So into asikhulumayo vele he normally does.
Umnumzana Tim Moringa yilandela ezombusazwe zeMelika. Sobe isikhathi sokuza imbono yenu ninabalaleli beStudio 7 elisithumela yona ngeWhatsApp.
Sanibonani wasakazi beStudio 7. Igama lami Clever Dube. Sengitholile ubabami, ngimtholile. Ngiyabonga kakhulu. Ngiyabonga. Ngimtholile, sengitholile. Hhayi, sengikhuluma nawe, umndeni wami sengiyawazi.
Sanibonani njani? Why kuthi ama-foreigner ahambe, kuthi amaZimbabwe ayahamba, besuthi bayahamba amanto. Ababuye eMozambique bayahamba. Why ningaxosha amaNigeria? AmaNigeria wona ngoba abulala abantwana bethu athengisa i-drugs, athengisa iy'nyawo fe utshwala nje oburongo buvela nabo, into ezirongo zivela namaNigeria. Makuhamba amaNigeria ngoba asimosheli ilizwe.
Yes, Studio 7. Yitshona njani? Ngicela ukukhuza uMhlola. Kula madoda amabili okuthiwa ngamakhansela aseBulawayo awe-TCC. Amadoda lawa ngathi ngamakhansela kaChabane. Ngike ngawezwa ekhuluma ethi khona wona abantu bengathethisi uhulumende ophetheyo ngoba ufana lomzali. Ungeke uthi umntwana uthethise umzali ubuye kusasovucela ukuthi kube khona okwenzela khona. Amadoda lawa ngicabanga ukuthi ngabantu bakaChabane lapha. Madoda, umzali uyezwa kuthiwa ungumzali ngoba ngozala abantu. Inkokheli iyakhethwa, ifakwa yini abantu? Kuyamangalisa ke ma usithi umuntu ofakwe ngabantu sokufanele ancengwe ukuze labo bantu ezobalungisela amagetsi loba amanzi koBulawayo, kodwa lowo muntu efakwe ngabantu. Kanti ipolitics yena ithini madoda?
Studio 7, Studio 7, njani ngokuliqinisa lokukhulumayo? Hayi, izulu singakhala sithi izulu, izulu lalisani, izulu lalisani. Izulu nje livalwe into encane. Izulu kusukela ngesikhathi sempi, yona le mpi yaphela ngaboma-79. Abantu abasesigangeni abazange badotshwa, amathambo badotshwa, akuzange kwenziwa imikhuba yokuthi ma ngabe kuyukuthi impi seyiphelile, kuke kuhlalwe phansi, kubiswe yonke leya imimoya eyaphelela esigangeni engazange yalandwa esigangeni. Yona leya imimoya kulamhlanje isamile nje esigangeni, azange yashelezelwa yonke leya imimoya. Kuzoba nabantu abafa ngesikhathi se-Gugurahund. Abantu abaningi baphelele esigangeni abazange bapiswa emakhaya. Yonke le imimoya yalaba bantu iyakhuluma namanje esigangeni, isadinga abakubo ukuthi izulu lizona kanjani.
Ngiyabonga ithuba lokwamukela kuStudio 7. Mina ngulakuthwelunga ngikhonapha ngivulela lapha ematopu. Kule nsuku nzima into kazihlangana abantu bakithi lapha engikhona babulawa yindlala. Kade kwemile ongalamanzi like kangani liyathonta manje udubo akulanhlanyeli fethi ahlekathonihlanyeli esigabeni sakithi ngala siyajikela phansi. Maya ngathi njalo izindlala izaphila ithini, kodwa hhayi ngithi kubonabo abathi into ziraithi ngabona besindla besuthe emzini yabo. Hhayi, zobohlamanyusa ukho ongapheliyo.
Siyabonga imbiko elisithumele yona okwanamhlanje. Siligqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo. Ngutabo kaNcube ngisithi lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.